Blog Talk Radio.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, I can make the rain.
Welcome, America, to Breaking News Journal on Air Radio, the only program in the country that works with the grassroots, the heartland of America, the experts on the ground doing some very, very serious work to keep you informed and to let you know what's happening, and today is no exception, of course. Today we have a very, very special guest. Her name is Alyssa Wall. Alyssa Wall is the president of Rise Resource Center. .org, and you're going to learn more about her program today, and she's going to really give us a lot of what's happening and how she works with homeschoolers and what you can do to get involved and get your children involved, and we're going to talk about that today. Thank you so much for joining us, my lady. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I'm so glad to be here and let your listeners know about the option of homeschooling and even other educational options other than the local brick-and-mortar public school.
Well, you know, let's get with it because you have about 30 minutes and there's no commercial interruption, so you can keep
That's
your thoughts going.
That's not enough time.
I can talk. Well, see, that's okay because I can just have you come back and back and back.
All right, we'll do that.
Okay, let's get started. How did you start Rise?
Oh, that's a very long story. I've been a homeschooling mom. My oldest is 20, and so
wow.
I say I've homeschooled for 20 years. I learned about it when he was very young. I joined our first support group when he was 2, and I've really been part of our local homeschooling culture for 20 years. As part of me being an advocate for homeschooling, I talked to a lot of new families here in Clark County, Nevada, and often they don't know what homeschooling is, but they know that it's something that they want to do or it's something they think they want to do for whatever
mm-hmm.
reason. It's not working.
Mm-hmm.
Their local public school is not working. So
mm-hmm.
I did a lot of mentoring in my home. And so that would look like you, who I don't know, calling me up and me saying, come on over. Sometimes that gets a little scary sometimes. You know, it's my home with my children.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for years. I did that for about 13 years here in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, I held a lot of classes that were open to the public or open to different support groups in my home. And it really was on my heart to have a nonprofit that actually did this. And so I met up with a few other moms who had the idea of a nonprofit educational resource center, and we came together and Rise was born. So it really started as a place to help families learn about their educational options and then the space to have the supplemental classes and the mentoring that's needed.
And what do you mean by supplemental classes?
So I'll give you a great example. My son, when I was homeschooling him, wanted to learn about Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't teach him Japanese. It's not worth my time to go learn it to then
mm-hmm.
teach it to him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I had to look for outside sources. A, finding outside sources is hard. B,
mm-hmm.
then I have to have it in my home. So
mm-hmm.
I did find an outside source, and I did have Japanese in my home for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a building, we
mm-hmm.
have the ability to have teachers come in, not just teachers, community members. Community
mm-hmm.
members come in and teach classes on whatever
mm-hmm.
their skill set is. And so
okay.
that can be a supplement to the homeschooling. It's done at our center. It's a class that you can sign up for, just like you sign up for a class at the rec center or a class,
mm-hmm.
you know, anywhere locally. You just sign up and take whatever classes you want.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people even come to us and say, we need this type of class. So, for example, we have an Algebra 2 class this year because that's something the community needed. So we offer that, and kids that need it come in and take Algebra 2 at our resource center.
Okay.
So we're not
is that like a small fee or anything like that?
It is. There's a small fee for our classes. Families can join for $20 a month, and then their classes are $3 an hour per child.
Wow.
Or they cannot be a member, and they can pay $6 per child per hour.
Wow.
So we're really trying to keep it very affordable for parents. And when I said supplemental, we're not a school. You're not going to drop your children off here all day, every day, and expect their entire education to be given to them. This is an involvement. We want parents to be involved. We encourage parents to sit in on the classes and really just to stay on site and really talk to the community leaders that are teaching the classes. Our classes are not just for homeschoolers. They're for anybody that is available during the day. Right now we're limited to just daytime classes because we don't have the funding to stay open. We'd love to stay open and offer after-school programs, but we have a very large segment of our population here in Clark County that are enrolled in a public school done from the home environment. This is a distance ed program. It's still a public school, and tax dollars are paying for it, but these kids are home during the day, and their parents need to get them with social activities and also other supplemental activities. So those children also come to our resource center and partake of our classes as well. So ages, we have classes for preschoolers all the way through high school. And some of our classes are even open to parents to take as well. We've got some really great art classes, some sewing classes, and parents are welcome to take those as well.
So do you guys have resources for college?
We really don't. We haven't branched into that yet. We have a very minuscule staff. We're mostly volunteer-led, and we're just trying to do what we can with advocating. We have two distinct thrusts of what we do. We advocate for educational options, and then we support them. So the support is what we really do in the building during the day.
Yes.
The advocating is a whole nother realm. So we just haven't had the time or the resources to go into babies or college. But, again, a lot of our premise is parental involvement. We really feel that if parents are buying into whatever education they choose, then they're going to push their children. They're going to be the best people to really work with their children. And so, you know, when we talk about college readiness, the kids whose parents have chosen their path and are invested in their path, those kids, if they want to go into college, they're going to already be ahead of the game because their parents are going to be working with them.
Absolutely. And influencing them and so on and so forth. I think that's an excellent thing. I don't think I've ever seen an education center developed like yours, and I think that that's very much needed around the country. So let's say that a bunch of parents decide to take their kids out of public school and need a place to be able to have their children come and get educated if there are educators available to do that. How would that work?
Well, and we're not a school. We don't want children there all day, every day, Monday through Friday. For example, we do have different co-ops that meet. Co-ops are two or more parents that get together and want to teach their kids something. So because we have space available, there are different co-ops that come and rent our space. For example, on Mondays, we have a group of parents that come in and rent our space on Mondays, on Monday afternoons. They run four classes every hour, and the kids shift classes.
Wow.
And, so for 6 weeks, it's this. For 6 weeks, it's that. For 6 weeks, it's this. For 6 weeks, it's that. And the kids go through different classes, different parents or teachers or community members come in and teach the classes. That's something, our building is very limited in space right now, but we really do have the dream of being in a very large facility where we can facilitate more groups like this. When you're trying to do something out of your house like I did, you're very limited in space.
I can imagine. I can imagine. So, No, go ahead. When you get through, I was going to ask you how many people do you have?
Oh, in that cycle through our resource center, that's a hard number to give. On Mondays with that support group, probably about 100 people cycle through. Outside of that support group on Mondays, we probably have, I don't know, another 100 people. Tuesdays, we probably cycle through 150, 200 people. Because, again, people come and just take one class and then go home. Sometimes they may take three classes and stay there all day. It really, actually, Tuesdays are a long day. We have different clubs on Tuesdays. We have a Boy Scout troop, a Cub Scout pack. So our Tuesday numbers are probably much higher than that. That would probably be closer to 300 people on Tuesdays. Wednesdays, we have a full schedule. We probably cycle through 100, 200 people on Wednesdays as well. Thursdays, we have another support group that rents the entire facility. I don't know what their numbers are, probably 100, 150 that day as well. And then Fridays, we're open for one-time events and special classes. So we'll have activities on Fridays. For example, last year we had Abraham Lincoln come out. He was a reenactor that came out and gave a presentation about Abraham Lincoln. In January, we've got Benjamin Franklin coming out. So we've got different events and things that are open to the public to come and partake of things like that as well.
I think that's really creative. I think that's really – I've never seen anything like that. I think that that's where we're headed across the country, though, is being able to use the resources of what's in the community to be able to make sure that the children have their needs. And it's not just a cookie-cutter education for our children because they learn a lot. Their minds are free. And putting together events like what you're putting together is so essential in this day and time.
Absolutely. And it's when you embark on homeschooling, it's really something where you need that support, A, from other parents, and you need that social atmosphere for your kids. A lot of people get frustrated. They don't know how to do it. Their kids are bored. They're home alone. You need to get out, find support groups, and hang out with other kids and other parents that are doing it so you have that encouragement to go on. And that's something that we offer. We offer, you know, the space for parents to get together and hang out. So those numbers I gave you, that's really our student demographics, but we also have a lot of parents. We do a lot of things like introduction to homeschooling classes, different seminars for parents to come and learn about different philosophies of education. We have coming up in November, we've got an all-day seminar about a type of education called the Charlotte Mason philosophy. So if parents are looking into homeschooling and they don't know how to do it, we've got different workshops for parents that explain to them different philosophies of education because you're not homeschooling to recreate the public school. You need to figure out what's going to work for you. And so we offer these workshops so parents can say, yeah, I really like this idea, or that would not work for me. But it lets them know how they can teach their children at home.
With the structure coming down to mandate that nonprofits operate a certain kind of way with the new Common Core system coming down to for a lot of educators and education institutions, how does it affect your organization?
Well, my organization is not a school. It will not affect us in how we operate at all. When we have community members come in, one of their biggest questions is, well, here's our description for our classes, how we teach in Clark County School District. And we say, we don't want to see that. We want you to be engaged. We want you to love children. We want you to teach them what you're passionate about, however you see fit to teach that. And we don't care about scope and sequences. We don't care about goals. We don't care about Common Core. We care that the kids are invested in learning and that they're in a class that they're going to learn. So if that teacher is able to do that, great. Common Core will not affect our daily practices. Now, what it will affect is we're definitely keeping an eye on the amount of children being pulled out of public school. We definitely want to advocate for homeschooling and for other educational options and let parents know, hey, if you don't like what you're seeing, here are options. Here are support groups to help get you going. Because, like I said earlier, it's really hard to try to homeschool alone if you don't have the support. So in that manner, we will be effective, but it will not affect what we're doing.
Oh, that's very vitally important. Well, you know, I know that the Master Educators Program is probably something that you're going to want to have on your referral list or your resource list, because I think that he may have to come and talk to you, because I think that you guys can work together very well as educators, learning, teaching basic learning skills to parents and to people who need it, and you know, so that they can spread out. I think that what you're doing is absolutely excellent, and you guys do a lot of other things outside. I mean, it's like you the extracurricular activity type things. Talk about
what
that.
Happens is, so parents are really great. If they need something, they're going to go out there and they're going to make it happen. So we have homeschool parents that have gone to, let's say, Crystal Palace roller skating rink, and they've said, hey, you guys aren't open during the day. What would you say if you could open one day a month to a bulk group of homeschoolers and give us a great deal? If I could get 50, 100 homeschoolers in there, would you open up? And there are businesses that say, yeah, no problem. So we've got citywide homeschool skate day. We've got citywide homeschool ice skating day, citywide homeschool flipping out day, citywide all these trampoline places, archery, gymnastics. These are businesses. It makes sense. Your normal demographic is in school during the day. If you can open up for a couple hours one day a month and get 50 to 100 people there, it benefits everybody.
That is wild and wonderful.
Yeah. So that's not something we can necessarily take credit for, but we do have a list of all those events on our website. Because as part of supporting parents in this non-traditional education, they need to know what's out there, what's available to them. So I really want our website to be the one-stop shop for, and that's what we want our resource center to be. It's a one-stop shop.
Well, you're doing the same thing with RISE. Education Resource Center, as we're doing with Breaking News Journal. We're the town square of new media, and so you're the one-stop shopping for education, so we need to be working together, I think.
Exactly. And that's, you know, I've said from day one, I want every family to know our name. I want every family to be able to choose their child's education, not just feel like, oh, this is what we've got to deal with it. They need to know what their options are. And we are a unique facility. We are the only of its kind in Nevada. We are the only of its kind specifically doing what we're doing. In other states, there are different homeschool resource centers. We are more than that. We are more than just a homeschool resource center. We are an education one-stop shop. I mean, our goal is to have a very large facility and be able to affect everybody as far as after-school programs, weekend programs. You know, things are being cut left and right in schools. Soon, you know, looking for art and music, it's going to be hard to find, and people are going to need to outsource that. We want to be the place where if you can't take that class, at least we can tell you where to take that class.
Wow. So have you been hearing any horror stories? I had a woman on Breaking News Journal who took her children out because of the atrocious situation that's happening with Common Core. Have you been getting any of the horror stories?
I got a lot of horror stories. I've been doing this for 20 years. I got a lot of horror stories. Common Core is really, sadly, widely unknown to parents. And so I don't think we're going to get the full brunt of what Common Core is yet until testing really comes into play and until textbooks are really made that are made to meet not just aligned with Common Core, but textbooks created for Common Core. As parents are delving into trying to help homework and, you know, I don't even understand this. This isn't how I was taught. How am I supposed to help you? And then the testing starts coming back. When we start having test scores come back like New York, that's when parents are going to start opening their eyes, and it's going to be, there will be horror story after horror story after horror story, because everybody's going to know how badly it's doing. Right now,
there's going to have to be a place for those parents to be able to go, and that's why RISE is there. Now, are you expecting those to expand across the country? Because I think that you guys, with the things that we're doing to get resources together for professional resources, we can kick those curriculums out of the way from Pearson's and McGraw Hill and all those kinds of things, and use grassroots curricula.
And that's what it is all about, grassroots everything. When we have people come in, like I said, we don't care what your scope and sequence, what your cost description is for Clark County School District. We want you to teach how you're led, how it is intuitive to teach to a child. And that may be different from class to class. If you have a class of 12 to 14-year-olds versus a class of 5 to 7-year-olds, you're going to teach it differently, and even from skill set to skill set within that class. And so our community leaders have the ability to be so flexible. And we don't approve their curriculum. We just say, if you have something you want to teach, come in and teach it. If people are interested, they'll come teach it. I mean, they'll come take it. If they're not interested, sorry, you're out the door. It's very, very grassroots. Do we want to expand? Yes. We so badly want to become a major, well-known hub, first in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, Las Vegas is large, okay? All my friends joke around. They know me. I almost never drive to Henderson. It may be a once-a-year occurrence because that's like 45 minutes away.
Where are you located then?
Well, RISE is in the Northwest. Rancho in between Cheyenne and Gowan. So we're in the Northwest.
Me personally,
geographically, I'm even farther north. And so me personally, I don't ever go to Henderson, like very rarely. And so we do have Henderson family say, you know, it would be great if you got a satellite office to RISE at Henderson, because for us to drive all the way up to you guys and get our kids the social and the academic classes, it's very hard. So we want to expand in the Northwest to a very large building and then have a satellite in Henderson and eventually get satellites throughout the state. And, yes, we would love to do what we're doing across the nation. I don't think that's anytime soon. We're still very new. We're not a household name yet. We don't have adequate funding. We really need people to get the word
private
out.
Private funding?
We don't have – what we have is we have membership, and we have limited private funding. We want more private funding. And we would take corporate sponsorships and corporate funding as well.
But we
will never be tied into anything. We offer a lot of great programs. We have a First Lego League Club. We'd love to have more First Lego League Clubs. So we would look for STEM grants and look for STEM sponsorships, but not if it said specifically you have to be tied into this curriculum or Common Core. If it was just, you know, we want more First Lego League programs, that's a grant we would easily love to apply for.
But
we will never take anything that says we have to change X, Y, or Z, or specifically with Common Core. So
there's a thing, just so you know, and maybe this is something you guys want to research. There is a thing that Chase Bank does for organizations like yours.
Okay.
And they give out, oh, God, I think they give out a combination of, oh, I think a few million dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for organizations that people vote on them and stuff like that through Chase,
yeah.
And then they get this money.
Yeah, there are a lot of things like that. Pepsi does something like that. There are a lot of, and over the years, we've tried some different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a dedicated person to write grants. We don't have a dedicated person to do all.
Well, you don't have
stuff.
To write a grant. You don't have to write a grant. That's the thing. You don't have to. You don't. That's the thing is that you don't. There's just no time. Grant writing is crazy.
Yeah.
That's out of the question. You guys are
mm-hmm.
already established. You have information that shows what you do. You don't need to have this proposal to stuff done. Just send them what you have already, and you know. And I think that it could be done. We all can get on board to make sure we contact Chase and vote for you. That's the thing we voted on and stuff. You know. So I think that would be
mm-hmm.
great. And you know, hey, I'm already in your camp. I already believe in what you stand for, and I think that we could do a lot of things to work together. You know,
and
really get your name
out
and everything.
Once people find out about us, they love what we do. They love our message.
That's right.
It's a bipartisan message. It's for every child,
that's
for every
right.
parent. It's
that's
for
right.
absolutely every parent. We are not religiously affiliated. We are not, you know, discriminating against anybody. We're for every child and every parent.
Amen. That's where we should be.
You know. Exactly. And now that's not saying homeschooling is for every child, but we let parents know what their options are.
Right.
One of the
exactly.
other things we do, I sit on our state public charter school authority board. So I love talking about charter schools, and I love promoting charter schools, and I love the idea of getting better charter schools here in Nevada. So I
mm-hmm.
recognize not every parent can homeschool. Charter
mm-hmm.
schools are
that's
an option
true.
As well.
Well, you let me ask you. So, like sometimes Professor White of the Master Educator does a webinar. Is that
mm-hmm.
something that we can incorporate with your people? So that you know, like the webinars only cost a few dollars, like $5 to $10 or whatever the case may be,
absolutely.
To get the parents to be able to look at home and stuff. So why don't I? I'll have him get in contact with you when this is over with and when we get through and stuff, so that you guys can communicate on how you can work together. Because since the parents are asking for help and they're over in the Henderson area, maybe we
mm-hmm.
can join efforts to be able to make sure that we can reach the parents who need help here.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And that
we
way we can through the ride.
We have an online newsletter. We can send
mm-hmm.
out links to webinars. We can, I mean, the
okay.
sky is the limit with what we can do. We have a Facebook
okay.
page, a Facebook group, a website.
Mm-hmm.
We can embed videos in the website. I mean, there's so many things that we could do.
Mm-hmm,
how do
mm-hmm.
you say, we need money.
that's the whole thing, is that be able to reach so that you can get the money that you need to get, you know, and stuff. Tell
mm-hmm.
people how they can get money to you right quick.
Well, we have a PayPal account, so they could donate online on our website, riseresourcecenter.org. They could donate via PayPal. They can sign up and be a member. We take out $20 a month, a
mm-hmm.
recurring payment from PayPal, and that $20 a month helps us be able to have a budget so we can go out and keep continuing to spread the word
mm-hmm.
of what we're doing. So even if
mm-hmm.
that membership doesn't help you, if you're not intending to take classes, it still helps us give us that bottom budget line. So for $20 a month, you can go on and become a member and help us doing what we're doing. You can write us a check.
yes.
Help us out by participating in some of our programs. We always need more community members that are active and want to teach classes. We do one-time classes. We do ongoing classes. Anything that can help build our community, we're interested in opening up that communication. So we're... not everything's feasible, But we love talking to people and just hearing what the ideas are and seeing how we can partner with people.
Well, see, that's vitally important, to be able to partner with people and reach people where they are. And that, I think that's why I think what you're doing is so fascinating. I have heard that you are you're like a workaholic, because you want to make sure that you're there for the parents and the students and stuff. And I think that there's very few people that have that kind of dedication, and you're one of them.
Yeah, my heart really is with the mentoring of parents. I seem to have an ability to excite them and encourage them, and I love doing it. It gets me excited. 20 years of mentoring parents about homeschooling, and I love it. I do it every day as often as I can. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you've done an excellent, excellent job. Is there anything else you want anyone to know? Is there that you want them to go to the site? Everyone go to Rise Education Resource Center or Rise. Go ahead and give the whole
Center.
Thing. So,
yep, RiseResourceCenter.org. You can find us on Facebook. I just made a Twitter account. It's Rise Ed Options. So Rise Ed.
Okay.
Options.
Okay.
We post different things on there.
Okay.
I am part of a Facebook group about Common Core as well. Just to keep our ears to the ground, and there's a lot of great, resources on Facebook and on the web about education.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that's interested in education could join any of these things and find out more about it. And we welcome people to call us, to come in and meet with us. We do individual mentoring, group mentoring, really whatever it takes. It's one family at a time. We're going to make a difference. So,
absolutely. So you're a part of the Southern Nevada Watchdogs, right?
I know of them. I'm part of the Facebook group that's, Stop Common Core, Parent-Led Reform. So, I know about the Southern Nevada Watchdogs as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you know what? This is a real privilege to have it. I recommend everyone out there in Radio Land that's going to listen to this live, that's listening to it live or in the archives, to take this program and go to the resource center.org and go and riseresourcecenter.org and get your information and get empowered, and if your children are showing problems or are showing that they need some help, these are the people that can help you do it here in Nevada. I look forward to us working together. And anytime that you're having something important that you think we need to get out there so that you can have this information and get it to parents, let me know, and I'll have you on the air. And when we get through with this program, I'm going to send you the embedded code. You can either put it on your website, and then I'll send you the program so that you can get it out to whomever you want to listen to this. It's a good
Thank
promotional.
Thank you so much.
You're
Thank you
more
so
than
much.
Welcome. I look forward to us working together, and keep up the very, very, very good work you're doing, Alicia.
Thank you so
this
much.
Is absolutely wonderful. Hey, look, I'll talk to you later. Be blessed.
All right. Thanks. You too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Come rain, come shine, I meet you, and to me the world is fine. Then I kiss your lips, and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar. When you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed to tell you that you're marvelous, tell you that you're wonderful again, 'cause I've got you under my skin, and I love you under my skin.